combination with the Beforehand Extra and Vitalis for well-groomed hair bring you Duffy's Tavern with our guests tonight, Jimmy Durante and Ann Southern. You know, men, no man is well-dressed unless his hair is well-groomed. So take the tip. Try the way successful men in both sports and business keep their hair looking its very best. It's Vitalis and the 60-second workout. See how the Vitalis workout helps your hair stimulate your scalp. See how it prevents dryness, routs loose dandruff, and helps check excessive falling hair. And see how Vitalis keeps your hair handsome and healthy-looking with never a trace of a greasy patent leather shine. For there's not a single drop of mineral oil in Vitalis. So try Vitalis and the 60-second workout. You'll like it, and you'll like what it does for the looks of your hair.
Now, Duffy's Tavern, where they leave meat to eat, ain't it a waiter speaking? Well, hello, Mr. Duffy. Miss Archer? No, he ain't showed up for work at the tavern today. What happened to her? Oh. Maybe he escaped. Oh, just a minute. Yes, Miss Duffy, your father won't talk to you.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Hello, Papa. This is your daughter, Miss Duffy. Yeah, ain't it terrible about Archie not showing up when we got two celebrities coming down? Well, for one, Jimmy Durante. You know, nostril boy. Yeah, he's the only man that can stand in Hollywood and smell the ocean. What's so wonderful about that? Papa, it's the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, and you know who else is coming down? Ann Southern, the actress. What's she like? Well, she's the kind of a girl you wouldn't look at twice. If Mama caught you looking at her once. She's a blonde. And the worst kind of blonde. Yeah. Natural. Yeah, well, I'll call you later, Papa. Goodbye. You know, Eddie, it's funny Archie not showing up. I wonder where he is.
No. Maybe he stopped to see the bubble dance at the burlesque show.
But I thought he was bossing the burlesque.
He was, but they reinstated him when he promised to leave his darts at home.
Eddie, are you busy?
No, Mr. Finnegan.
Boy, am I hungry. How's your hamburger today?
Fine, freshly ground.
By the way, Finnegan, Archie's missing and we don't know where he is.
Archie's missing? Eddie, better make that a fruit salad.
Can say is you're a fine help.
Oh, come on.
Here, your best friend is missing and you're not even perturbed.
Well, do I all the excitement finding Archie ought to be a cinch?
You really think so?
Sure. It's as simple as A, B, A, B, Maybe it ain't as simple as I thought.
Ain't you got any idea where Mr. Archie might be?
Well, let me see. Hey, I got it.
Maybe he went to Madagascar.
Why Madagascar?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Well, that rules out Madagascar.
Hello? Somebody called and wanted to reserve the charges.
No, reverse he must mean.
Yeah? How much is it? 5 cents? We found Miss Archie. Yeah, hello, Miss Archie. Where are you? Oh. I see. Okay. He's up in his room writing a play for Ann Southern and Jimmy Durante.
Oh, that Archie and his crummy plays.
Hey, wait a minute. Look who's coming in the door. It's Jimmy Durante in for sure.
Start off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, why you feel better, you even look better. Ah,
What a note. If the Metropolitan Opera is listening, I'm available. But I refuse to wear tights. So this is Duffy's Tavern.
Yeah? What do you think of it?
Very unusual. Especially the air conditioning. Indirect breathing. By the way, where's my good friend Archie?
He be that lady. He's over at his boarding house writing a play.
How do you like that? Shakespeare wins an Oscar and now everybody wants to get into the act.
Guess who's got a star in this play?
Pray tell me, I'm all ears. What am I saying? My nose will never forgive me for that slanderous remark. Tell me, Eddie, who?
You.
Why don't these things happen to Lawrence Olivia? Hello, Art? What's that? What, me and your play is sure to hit Broadway? What am I supposed to do when Broadway hits back? Well, anything for a friend?
Yeah, cheer up, Mr. Durant. Ann Southern coming down to co-star in the play with you.
Ann Southern? Why don't they tell me these things? I could have saved the wear and tear on my epiglottis.
Say, Eddie, I was just... Hey, who's the anteater?
I see low foreheads are coming back.
Mr. Durante, this is Mr. Finnegan.
It is? How thoughtless of someone.
You know, Mr. Durante, I've been following your career, and I think you're great.
Thank you.
I love the way you get down on one knee and sing Mammy.
That's Al Jolson.
Oh, well, I do like the way you roll your eyes and tell them jokes.
That's Eddie Cannon.
Oh, well, then what do you do?
Me?
Yeah.
Why, I'm the guy who comes out and, I mean, you must have heard me when I... That is, I... How do you like that? I'm a bum.
Excuse me, Mr. Annie.
Yes, Eddie?
There's a young lady here to see you.
A young lady? If I'd have known, I'd have dabbed Airwick number 5 behind my ears. Well, what do you know? It's Ann Southern.
You were expecting maybe Mrs. Calabash.
Annie, girl, let me look at you. Ah, yes. Love that Ann Southern. And the Nordrun party ain't bad either. Annie, you know something? I could spend the rest of my life following the runs in your nylons.
Why, Jimmy, you're breathing down the back of my neck.
What's so unusual about that?
You're standing in front of me.
By the way, Ann, this is your first visit to the tavern, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you think of the place?
Now I know where elephants go to die.
You're right. Humphrey Bogart may knock on any door, but if he includes this place, he's got more nerve than I thought. I love your sense of humor, honey. Why, I'd kiss you if it was humanly possible.
Jimmy, I had no idea you were so romantic.
I guess it's on account of the dream I had last night.
A dream?
Yeah. I was dreaming you and me was alone together on a desert island. Just the two of us. It was horrible.
Why, Jimmy?
I was a girl, too. But, Anne, we're wasting time with words. Annie, my love, you bring out the beast in me.
The beast?
Yeah. Say, why don't the three of us go out together tonight? We'll make an evening of it. Paint the town red. Ah, that's the life of Durante. Wine, women, and sense end. What do you say, Annie?
You want me to go out with you?
Yeah, with me.
Sounds safe.
Little does she know how right she is. Annie, this night is going to mean a lot to me.
What do you mean, Jimmy?
Let me tell you. The other day, a friend of mine gave me the number of a girl he wanted me to know. Blind dates her for me, and when she answered the phone, I gave her my sweetest hello. Snuggling up close to the phone, I said, Durante speaking. How about going out with me tonight? She said, before I go out with you, what do you look like? What a dilemma. Should I tell her the truth and be turned down? Or should I lie and worry about it later? There was no way out, so instead, I braced myself and said, say, I wouldn't say I was handsome. I wouldn't say I was cute. I'm not very tall. Gosh darn it all, it's kind of hard to put it in words. You know, the other night, I made a blind date the same way over the phone. I said, hello. She says, hello, come right over. When I got there, she took one look at my nose and said, you sure must have hurried. You forgot to hang up the phone. Yes, it's kind of hard to put it in words. You know, it's not that I want to be mysterious. Honest, I'm not trying to stall. Believe me, I'm really quite serious. I'm just an in-between rascal, that's all. I know I'm not good-looking, but what's my opinion against thousands of others? Yes, I wouldn't say I'm fascinating. Too bad I'm not elucidating. You know, I wouldn't even try. When we meet, she'll know why. It's kind of hard to put it in words. You see, folks, I got a problem in describing myself. I got to be a little modest. Let me analyze the facts. I can safely say I'm as pretty as Van Johnson. I can safely say I'm as pretty as Tyrone Power. I can safely say I'm as pretty as Cary Grant. Until they put me on television, I can safely say anything. You know, I had a blind date with a lovely girl last night. I put the radio on softly in her living room, turned the lights down low, sat down on her sofa, and spent the miserable 5 hours. You see, all that time she was in the kitchen with her boyfriend. I wouldn't say I was a highbrow. My looks won't raise an eyebrow. I'm not a Shakespeare. It would take me a year. It's kind of hard to put it in words. Yes, sir. It's kind of hard to put it in words.
That was wonderful.
Thank you. But excuse me, where's my hospitality? What do you say we sashay over to the free lunch and bloat ourselves up a bit?
Mead here in this heartburn hacienda?
Miss Southern, for your information, the food happens to be a delight, a Savoy gastronomy, a Gomatch excursion and appetizer and ambrosia, and what one might call the quintessence of culinary sublimity. A Duffy could read them.
Well, what does that mean?
I just pronounce them. I don't explain them. And sometimes I don't even pronounce them. But I'm a man of action, honey. Come to my arms.
Oh, Jimmy, couldn't I just look upon you as a big brother?
How do you like that? Everybody wants to get into the family. That's the trouble, Annie. Nobody takes me serious. It's always laugh, clown, laugh. Why, in my last picture, they had me playing the baboon.
Jimmy, don't you mean buffoon?
I take it you didn't see my last picture.
Oh.
I should have suspected something when the studio told me to show up with top hat tails and a bag of bananas.
Well, Jimmy, I'm surprised you let them push a big actor like you around.
Just a minute, Miss Southern, just a minute. You seem to be laboring under a misapprehension. Anyone who says Durante gets pushed around is not only erroneous, but he's wrong, too. Why, at MGM, they tremble at my very presence. Mm-hmm. When I step out of my office, the one with the mink wallpaper, they treat me with the utmost respect and dignity befitting a man of my talents. If that's Louis B. Mayer, tell him I'll wash his car first thing in the morning.
Archie.
That's my boy, Archie.
Yes, this is Ann Southern. What's that? You're writing a play. Would I like to come up to your room and read it? This is something new, etchings with subtitles. are you writing a play or making one? Well, you'd better bring the play down here. You'll be right down? Okay. Jimmy, I didn't know Archie was writing a play.
Yeah, he's got his heart set on us playing the leads. Mm. And I'm afraid we'll have to do it on account of he needs the money. You see, he's hard up.
Jimmy.
Oh, Ann, this is Finnegan, Archie's best friend.
This is his best friend?
Yeah.
He is hard up.
Yes, Eddie?
Would you mind stepping into the kitchen with me?
What for?
Well, here at Duffer's, see, when we go into the kitchen, we always go in pairs, so... there's a little mouse out there.
And... Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Don't tell me you're afraid of one little mouse.
Oh, no, sir, but this one got butters and they've established a beachhead in the pantry.
Oh, well, in that case, Joan, hand me my pit helmet, my blunderbuss. I'm off to the hunt. Finnegan, entertain Miss Southern.
Well, Mr. Finnegan, it's nice to meet you. I've always...
You keep your distance.
But what's the matter?
Don't scare me.
Oh, come now, Mr. Finnegan. I don't really frighten you, do I?
Well, no. Do I frighten you?
I asked you first.
Well, Ann, I was just out in the kitchen.
Yes?
They got a million of them. A million of them.
Say, Miss Southern, I'm Joe Moran.
Oh, hello, Mr. Moran.
I saw a picture of you in a magazine where you were wearing a bathing suit. And there's something about you I admire very much.
Really? What?
Your hands.
This is the kind of a guy who takes a girl to the movies and spends his time watching the picture.
Miss Southern, I'm sure your lovely hands must be a great asset to you as an actress.
And them legs don't hurt none either.
Thank you for the compliment, Mr. Moran.
Not at all. I always watch a girl's hands.
That's a novelty. The girls I go out with always watch my hands.
Miss Southern, can I tell you a secret?
Oh, of course, Mr. Moran. All women love secrets. What is it?
Well, it's just that when I look at your hands, they make me... They make me...
Make you what, Mr. Moran?
Make me want to tell every woman to use Truché.
Oh, well, if that happens when you look at my hands, what happens when you feast them against your forehead like this?
Well, that makes me want to tell every woman that Truché is the beforehand lotion, a really different idea in hand lotions. If you use Truché before you put your hands in dishwater or do light laundry, your hands will be protected, even in hot, soapy water.
I can get commercials on my own show.
And I'll tell you another little secret. You can use Truché as you use ordinary hand lotions. Anytime your hands needs a creamy softening lotion. Truché, you see, is an all-round lotion, but one that also gives you beforehand protection. Something none of those ordinary lotions give you.
Now, don't forget, Mr. Moran, this is our little secret.
Right, Miss Southern, just between you, me, and the millions of people who hear me talk about Truché every week.
Oh. Okay. Just so long as it don't go no further than that.
Archie, where are you? We're waiting to rehearse the play. You're not coming?
A catastrophe. Ann, what happened?
Archie's locked in his room and can't get out.
Well, why doesn't he get his landlady to open the door?
Who do you think locked him in? Archie, why did she lock you in your room? Oh.
What did he say?
He owes her the rent since February.
Only since February?
February 1928.
Give me the phone. Hello, Arch. Don't weaken, old boy. Keep a stiff upper plate. Send the plate down and we'll carry on without you. Ann, we're going to act in Archie's play.
What a catastrophe.
Before this play reaches Broadway, I'm afraid she's going to have to brush up on her grammar. All right, everybody, stand by. We're going to rehearse Archie's play. Eddie, did you read your part yet?
Yeah, I read it.
What do you think of it?
I'm feeling mighty low.
That ain't no way to talk. After all, the play is the thing.
Yes, but the question is this thing a play?
Annie, girl, we gotta do it for Archie's sake. Mr. Melnick, if you please, the overture. Sounds like some of the boys didn't pay their dues this month. Go ahead, Eddie. Read the opening announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present a murderous play. Written by Mr. Archie, entitled The Mystery of the Laughing Piano, or Who Tickled Ivory. Our scene opens in the detective's office.
I'm Detective Sherlock Durante, the famous private nose. Professionally, I'm known as the Ear. Disguise, you know. Some of the kind of lines they're giving me. I'm sitting at my desk examining my empty gun. I'm standing at my mirror examining my powder burns. I call my trusted assistant, Dr. Watson. Oh, Dr. Watson.
Did you call me, Chief?
What casting? Quick, Watson, the needle.
Why, have you got a clue?
No, I just ripped my pants. Hello, thank you, goodbye.
What was it, Chief?
An anonymous tip that a gruesome murder is about to be committed at the old Throckmorton mansion at 8976 and a quarter Baker Street. In the rear apartment, two flights up.
But, Chief, how could you learn all that in 2 seconds?
Supercharged hearing aid. Quick, Watson, I must lose no haste.
Shall I call you a taxi?
No, Durante the detective always travels by super cheap. Super cheap.
Our scene shifts now to the home of Herman Throckmorton, prominent clubman and well-known oyster peeker, who made his millions peeking in oysters to find pearls. Gladys Throckmorton, his devoted wife, speaks.
I hate my husband. I've hated him for years. But since the family cannot stand the scandal of a divorce, I have decided to kill him.
Gladys.
Yes, Herman.
What are you carving on that tombstone?
Oh, nothing that would interest you, dear. By the way, do you spell Herman with one or two N's?
One. Oh. And what are you doing with that bullet in your hand?
Writing your name on it.
How thoughtful of you.
Herman, did you make out your will leaving everything to me?
Not exactly. I decided to leave everything to myself.
But the $1 million pearl, surely you're leaving that to me.
Nothing doing. I swore to me dying day I'll tell no one that I've hidden my $1 million pearl in the piano.
In the piano?
In the piano.
That's all I wanted to know.
Gladys, dear, why are you painting that bullseye on my chest?
Excuse me, Herman.
Oh, that's all.
Good evening, madam. I'm Sherlock Durante, the famous detective.
Oh, you're a little early. Excuse me.
Oh.
You can come in now. can I do anything for you?
Yes, but first, business. What are you doing with that smoking gun in your hand?
I ran out of cigarettes.
If you liked that for a minute, I thought I had a clue.
But why are we standing here? Won't you come in and see the body?
Right behind you, madam.
There. That's the late Mr. Throckmorton lying on the floor. Please forgive him for not rising.
Let me examine the body. Why, madam, your husband has a hole in his head.
That I know. But what killed him?
Well, do you mind if I ask a few questions? Just routine?
Oh, of course not.
What are you doing after the funeral?
That's a routine question?
It's my routine.
Are you sure you're a detective?
Madam, I'm a born detective. Why, when I was born and the doctor slapped me, I got his fingerprints. And I've been carrying them around ever since.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Stumped again, but back to business.
When I find where the truck port and pearl is hidden, I'll have the killer. Let me get at that piano.
Oh, no. Don't go near that piano. I mean, please have some respect for the corpse.
Okay, I'll only play on the black keys. Ink. A dink-a-ding. A dink-a-do. A dink-a-ding. Oh! Oh! There's something wrong with that note. Oh! Must be something causing it to stick. Wait, I've got it.
You mean?
Yes, the pearl. I know where it's hidden.
Where?
In the closet. Quick, open the door. How do you like that? Only an old Hoover vacuum cleaner.
How do you know it's a Hoover?
It's wearing a high starched collar.
Detective, I found you really quite amusing. I think I could really learn to like you.
Thank you, Mrs. Throckmorton. Or may I call you Gladys?
Oh, please do.
Well, Gladys, I arrest you for the murder of your husband.
That's ridiculous. You have no evidence.
Oh, no. Look at your husband. Dead as a mackerel. A hideous, copious if I ever saw him.
Oh, no. Look, Herman's alive.
How can you tell?
Well, it isn't easy. But how do you explain it? After all, I did shoot him.
I think I have the answer. Mr. Throckmorton, how many oysters do you eat a day?
Oh, 6 or 7 dozen.
There's your explanation. As everybody knows, oysters contain more iodine than iodine itself.
Oh, you mean...
Indubitably. Mr. Throckmorton is so antiseptic that he's self-healing. Hello, Archie. I'm glad you called. Has your landlady still got you locked in your room? Well, I got the solution to your problem. Yeah, read the play to her, and she'll throw you out.